السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. هذا موعدكم لإلقاء محاضرة تتعلق بكيفية صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويتخللها بيان لأخطاء المصلين. فمن ذا الذي يغيب عن عينيه أنه سيموت إلا غافل، وأنه أول ما يسأل عنه يوم القيامة هذه الصلاة؟
سواء شيخ ماهر القحطاني began by praising Allah and mentioning this lecture was agreed or promised would be about how to pray in the way that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, and that it will be consisting of some of the mistakes that are, or mentioning the mistakes that are made by the person praying. And he went on to say that who is it that doesn't see that he'll die except someone that is heedless, and that this prayer is the first thing that will be asked about يوم القيامة.
كما خرج ذلك الترمذي في جامعه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
As at-Tirmidhi mentions in the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه.
أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يسأل عنه العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة.
That the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the first thing that the servant will be asked about on the day of resurrection will be the salah, the prayer.
فإذا صلحت فقد أفلح وأنجح، وإذا فسدت فقد خاب وخسر.
So if it's correct, then he will be successful, and if it is corrupted, then he will be disappointed and at loss.
ثم يقول الرب انظروا، فإذا انتقص شيء من صلاته فيقول الرب سبحانه وتعالى انظروا هل لعبدي من نوافل، فيكمل من انتقص من صلاته بتلك النوافل، ثم يكون سائر عمله على ذلك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So then Allah will say if that salah, if that prayer was deficient, has this servant got anything of supererogatory deeds? So those supererogatory deeds will make up for what is deficient in his prayer.
فحينئذ يجب وجوبا عينيا بحيث أن الذي يترك هذا الواجب متعرض لعذاب الله، لأن الواجب ما كان تركه قصدا معرضا لعذاب الله.
So it's obligatory upon everybody, and the person that leaves it intentionally, then he is deserving the punishment of Allah.
وما كان فعله ابتثالا يثاب عليه فاعله.
And the thing that is obligatory, the wajib thing, is something that whoever leaves it intentionally is punished, and the one who does it as an act of obedience, he is rewarded.
أن يتعلم الصلاة. فإذا أعرض عن مجلس علم يتعلم فيه الصلاة وهو يعلم في نفسه أنه ربما تكاسل عن تعلم ذلك فهو آثم.
So that wajib thing, that obligatory thing, is learning the prayer. So if someone was to leave off the lesson of learning the prayer, and when he's in need of that, then he's sinning by doing so.
لما روى ابن ماجه في سننه عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم.
And that is due to what Ibn Majah narrates in his Sunan on the authority of Ibn Abbas, that seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim.
سؤال الإمام أحمد ما هي الفريضة أو ما يفترض على العبد من العلم؟ فقال ما يقوم دين الرجل به مثل التوحيد أن يعرف ما معنى التوحيد ما يضاده الشرك ما يضاده كمال الواجب من الشرك الأصغر والبدع الصلاة أركانها صفتها نواقضها سجود السهو قبل السلام بعد السلام هل الإمام إذا قال ولا الضالين يلزمه أن يسكت حتى يقول المأموم إذا قال آمين أو قال ولا الضالين هل يلزم يسكت حتى يقرأ المأموم الفاتحة أم لا وغير ذلك المسائل.
And also Imam Ahmed was asked, so what are those obligatory things that from the religion that a servant must know? And he responded that it is what a servant establishes deen with, what a servant establishes his deen with. First of all, tawheed, the monotheism, making Allah one, and what opposes that and nullifies that from shirk, and what opposes that from shirk and bid'ah. And then, of course, the salah, the prayer, its pillars, its obligatory actions, what nullifies the prayer, should there be, after the imam says, walad-dhalin, a pause, leaving for the people behind him to read al-Fatiha, or should there not be? When is the sujood as-sahw, the prostration for forgetfulness, before the salam and after the salam, and other issues like that?
فيجب على المسلم أن يتعلم هذا كله.
So it's obligatory upon a Muslim to learn all of that.
حتى يصلي صلاة صحيحة. أولا نستهل هذه المحاضرة بحكم تعلم صفة صلاة النبي.
So it's obligatory upon him to know that. And so he will begin this lecture by talking about the ruling of learning the way the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed.
حكم تعلم صلاة صفة صلاة النبي واجب.
The ruling or the ruling of learning how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed is wajib. It's an obligatory thing.
بحيث أن الرجل إذا تخلف عن مجلس يتعلم فيه كيف كان النبي يصلي فهو آثم.
And that means that if a person was to not learn or sit in a lesson where the way of the Prophet praying is being taught, then he's a sinner.
إذا عرف أنه لن يفعل ذلك بعد ذلك لن يتعرف على صفة صلاة النبي لا في كتاب ولا في شيء.
If he knows that he won't be doing that afterwards, he's not going to learn about the prayer of the Prophet, not in any book or any way.
فهو آثم لأنه قد خرج البخاري في صحيح.
Then he's a sinner because al-Bukhari narrated in his صحيح.
من حديث أبي مالك من حديث مالك بن حويرث.
From the hadith of Malik ibn Huwairith.
رضي الله تعالى عنه. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلوا كما رأيتمني أصلي.
Then the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, pray as you have seen me praying.
قال علماء الأصول فالأصل في الأمر أنه للوجوب.
And the scholars of أصول, they said that the order, the foundation of an order, is that it's for an obligation. When something's ordered, it's an obligation.
حتى تأتي قرينة تدل على الاستحباب.
Except when there comes another evidence which indicates that it is just recommended.
فقول النبي صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي هذا واجب.
So the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, pray as you have seen me praying, then this is obligatory.
هذا يدل على الوجوب أن تصلي كما كان النبي يصلي.
This indicates an obligation that you should pray as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has prayed.
إلا في المواطن التي بين فيها النبي أن هذا الفعل مستحب.
Except in the situations where the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has clarified that action is recommended.
ولا يجب وليس بركن وليس بشرط.
And it's not obligatory and it's not a pillar and it's not a condition.
في الصلاة.
In the prayer.
فالأصل أن نصلي كما كان النبي يصلي فلا نحدث في الصلاة أفعال أو أقوال لم يقلها النبي، كما ترى البعض بين السجدتين يقول رب اغفر لي ولوالدي.
So the foundation is that we pray as the Messenger of Allah and then prayed, and we don't innovate anything. Like the people who, between the two prostrations, they say, رَبَّي اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ, forgive me, my Lord, O Lord, forgive me, and for my parents.
هذا لم يرد.
This isn't narrated.
إذا قام من الركوع يقول ربنا ولك الحمد والشكر.
Or that someone, when they stand up from ركوع, they say, as the Sheikh mentioned, ربنا ولك الحمد ولك الشكر.
هذا لم يرد.
And this isn't narrated from the Messenger of Allah either.
وإذا كان قال الإمام إياك نعبد حرك أصبعه وهو وراء الإمام إياك نعبد كأنه في التشهد. وهذا.
And likewise, that if someone, when the Imam says إياك نعبد, he moves his finger as if he were moving his finger in تشهد.
هذا لم يرد.
And this isn't narrated either.
أقوال وأفعال كثيرة يفعلها المصلون خاطئة منها.
There are lots of actions and statements that people that pray make, which many of them are wrong.
منها ما يبطل الصلاة، ومنها ما يكره، ومنها ما يأثم المصلي مع صحة صلاته.
Some of them nullify the prayer completely. Some of them they are a sin whilst the person's prayer is still valid.
نتعرض لها إن شاء الله.
So we're gonna mention some of them, inshallah.
وما لا يتم هذا الواجب إلا به فهو واجب.
And so whatever this wajib is not done, whatever is needed to fulfill this wajib, then it is also wajib.
فكون النبي يدعونا إلى أن نصلي كما صلى هذا فيه أنه يجب أن تطلب العلم حيث أنه مات ولا ترى.
So long as the Messenger of Allah said and ordered us to pray as we've seen him praying, and he isn't alive, then we must seek knowledge of that.
فلا يمكن أن تذهب مثلا الآن للمسجد النبوي ترقب النبي كيف يصلي لأنه توفي.
Because you can't go to, for example, to the Messenger's صلى الله عليه وسلم's masjid and see him pray because he has passed away.
قال الله تعالى في كتابه إنك ميت وإنهم إيش فحيث أنه توفي فلا نستطيع الآن نرحل لنرى كيف يصلي تنفيذا لأمره.
So just as Allah says in the Quran that indeed you will die and indeed they too will die, and we cannot now see the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم pray in order to fulfill his order.
فليس لنا حينئذ إلا الأسانيد الصحيحة.
So we don't have except the authentic chains of narration.
والحسنة التي نقلت لنا صفة صلاة النبي.
The authentic chains of narration and the good chains of narration which narrate to us how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed.
نؤمن بها ونعمل بمقتضاها.
We believe in them and we act with what they necessitate.
وتعلمها حينئذ تلك الأحاديث فرض حتى نعرف كيف كان النبي يصلي حتى لا نبتدع في صلاتنا أو نخطئ خطأ يفسدها.
And so learning them is an obligation so that we don't innovate in our prayer and we don't do something which is going to nullify our prayer.
المسألة الثانية.
Second issue.
ما قبل الصلاة.
What is before the prayer.
يستحب للمصلي قبل أن يذهب للصلاة. نعم. بل شرط على المصلي قبل أن يصلي أن يتطهر.
That it is recommended before the person goes to the prayer, rather it's a condition of the person that's going to pray before he prays that he purifies himself.
الطهارة الصحيحة.
An authentic purification, طهارة.
التي تصح بها الصلاة.
That will make his prayer valid.
لما روى مسلم في صحيحه من حديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا تقبل صلاة بغير طهور.
This is due to the hadith narrated by Muslim in Sahih that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the salah, the prayer, is not accepted except with purification
ولا صدقة من غلول.
And no charity from bad things.
فلا بد من وضوء.
So one must have wudu.
قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم ورجلكم إلى الكعبين.
Allah says, O you who believe, when you intend to offer the prayer, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, rub your heads and wash your feet up to the ankles.
والوضوء على الصفة التي جاءت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So you do the wudu as has come from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, described of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والطهارة في البدن والثوب والمكان السجود.
And purification is of the body, the clothes, and the place where you will pray.
يعني لو سجد مصلي وبجانبه سجى على بعد شبرين نجاسة لا بأس. أهم شيء ما تكون في نفس مسجده.
So if someone was to pray and you know two handspans away from him was some impurity, then there's no problem with that. What is important is that where he's going to prostrate is clean.
نجاسة.
Clean.
فيتطهر في بدنه ويتطهر في أرضه التي يصلي عليها ويتطهر في ثوبه.
So he purifies his body and the place where he will pray and his clothes that he will pray in.
فإن نسي يعني انتهى من الصلاة ونسي أن هذا الموضع فيه نجاسة في الأرض أو نسي أن في ثوبه نجاسة أو بدنه نجاسة صحت صلاة.
So he forgets, he prayed and he forgot when he prayed that there was an impurity on his clothes or his body or in that place where he prayed, then his prayer is acceptable.
أو كان جاهل أن فيه نجاسة.
Or even if he was ignorant that there was some impurity there.
صحت صلاته.
His prayer is acceptable.
للنبي صلى يوم بنجاسة في نعليه أو في نعله ثم خلعها في الصلاة وأتمها وقال جبريل أخبرني أن إيش أن بها قذرة.
And that is because of the hadith where the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed and on his sandals was something of impurity and he said and then he completed his prayer after removing his sandals and he said that Jibreel informed me that there was an impurity there.
لو تبطل الصلاة بمثل هذا لأبطل النبي صلاة نفسه.
So if the prayer was nullified by such a thing, then the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would also be nullified.
ثم يتوجه إلى القبلة وهذا شرط وتوجه المصلي إلى القبلة على قسمين.
Then the person faces the person that is praying faces the Qibla, and this is a condition of the prayer. And facing the Qibla is from two angles.
إما أن يكون في الفريضة فيجب أن يتوجه لها مطلقة إلى القبلة.
So if he is praying an obligatory prayer, one of the five prayers, then it is obligatory that he faces the Qibla. It is obligatory, unrestrictedly obligatory.
إلا عند عدم الاستطاعة.
Except if he is unable to do that.
كان يكون في المستشفى.
Like he's in hospital.
وينادي ويصيح بالممرضين والممرضات ويكون في سن كبير.
And he's old and he calls the nurses to come and help him.
وليس له من يخدمه مرافق له في المستشفى مثلا.
And there's no one there that can serve him in the hospital.
دور السرير للقبلة.
You can turn his bed towards the Qibla.
أو دوروني أنا للقبلة.
Or to turn him towards the Qibla.
فلم يجد وجد نفسه عكس القبلة.
And he finds himself being in the opposite direction to the Qibla.
وخشي أن يخرج الوقت.
And he fears that the time will leave for the Salah.
فيصلي ولو عكس القبلة فريضة لقوله تعالى فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
So he prays in the direction he's in. That's usually the statement of Allah. Fear Allah as much as you are able.
فيسقط عنه القبلة في عدم في حال عدم الاستطاعة إليها.
So this obligation is removed if one is unable to do it.
إما لمرض أو لجهل.
Either for sickness or for ignorance.
يكون في صحراء سقطت الطائرة به وقعت في صحراء أو في جزيرة لا يعرف كيف القبلة.
He's in the desert or in an island. He doesn't know where the Qibla is.
ما يعرف كيف القبلة فيتجه بغلبة الظن ويصلي.
So he takes his best guess, idea of where the Qibla is, and he prays.
بحسب ما يغلب على ظنه والبر مطمئن إليه القلب.
According to what he thinks is correct, which direction he thinks it should be, and bir, righteousness is what the heart is comfortable with.
وأما إن كان من أهل الاجتهاد فيجب أن يتحراها، فإذا تحراها وعرف أنه أخطأ فلا إعادة عليه، لما روى الحاكم في المستدرك أنهم كانوا في سفر رضي الله عنه.
So as far as he is someone who can make ijtihad of where the qibla is, then he should exhaust his capability in trying to do that, due to what is narrated by al-Hakim in his mustadrak.
في عهد النبي.
They were on a travel in the time of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فغيمت السماء.
And became cloudy.
فجعل كل واحد منهم يجتهد إلى جهة القبلة فيصلي ويخط خطا.
So each one of them, they worked out for themselves where the Qibla was and then drew a line.
فلما انقشع الغيم إذا بهذا وذا وذا صلوا غير القبلة.
So when it became clear skies again and they were able to work out which way the Qibla was, it became apparent that people prayed for it and all sorts of different directions.
فما أمر النبي بالإعادة.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't order them to repeat it.
أما إذا كان في داخل المدن.
As for if someone is in the city.
حيث المحاريب. فلا يحل أن يجتهد.
It's not permissible then for him to try and work out for himself where the Qibla is.
بل ينظر ويسأل.
Rather he looks and he asks.
حتى يعرف مكان القبلة.
Until he knows where the Qibla is.
فإن تشاهل وصلى لغير القبلة ولو باجتهاد أعاد.
So if he was to pray and in the direction of not the Qibla, and even if he was using his ijtihad to do that, he should repeat it.
لأنه يمكن السؤال.
Because it was possible for him to have asked.
النظر إلى محاريب المساجد.
And look at the mihrab, the niche in the masjid which indicates the Qibla direction.
فيعيد.
So he repeats that prayer.
أما أن يجتهد في الصحراء فلا إعادة عليه.
As for the one that makes ijtihad, strives to find where the Qibla is in the desert, then he doesn't have to repeat his prayer.
وإذا نزلوا جماعة يصلون فمن الخطأ المنشور والمشهور ينزل بالسيارة وكل عندهم ربما قدرة على معرفة القبلة كلهم يصلوا وراء الإمام يقول هو إمامنا خطأ.
So from one of the mistakes that people make is, and which is widespread, a big group of people, they go and they go on a journey, and when they leave the car, then they pray behind their one imam. Each of them has the ability to work out where the Qibla is, but they pray relying on the imam and where he thinks the direction is. This is a mistake. Rather, they should do what the Sahaba did.
لن يصلي بحسب اجتهاده.
Every single person prays according to what he has worked out the Qibla to be.
فإن وافق اجتهادهم اجتهاد الإمام.
So if what they arrive, their conclusion that they arrive at where the Qibla is the same as what the Imam worked out.
صلوا إلى جهته.
Then pray in the direction he's praying in.
لكن هذا يخالف هذا وهذا يخالف هذا يصلوا فرادى كالصحابة.
But if this one differs from this one differs from this one, then they pray individually.
لأن شرط القبلة فلا يجوز التهاون فيها وتقليد الإمام على شيء يجتهد المصلون خلفه على أنه خطأ.
So because the Qibla, facing the Qibla is a condition, so it's not permissible to blindly follow the imam in that.
يكون اجتهاد المصلين فيه أنه خطأ.
So they blindly follow imam that when they have worked out for themselves where the Qibla is, and they believe it to be something else.
بَلْ يُصَلِّ كُلَّ وَاحِدْ عَلَى مَغْلَبْ.
So what each one should do is pray to where he thinks the Qibla is.
الانحراف في القبلة لا يضر.
Turning from the Qibla doesn't harm the prayer.
لأنه قد خرج الترمذي في جامعه.
Because Tirmidhi narrated in his jami'
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال
that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said
ما بين المشرق والمغرب قبلة.
Whatever is between the east and the west is قبلة.
فحينئذ إذا قلت أن المكة إلى هذه الجهة مكة انظروا الآن لو قلت أنا إلى هذه الجهة.
So the Shaykh explained, he was facing us. He said, if you would say, okay, Makkah is in this direction, he pointed in front of him. So is it permissible that we pray to this direction? And he pointed a little bit like 45 degrees to the side of him.
كذا.
Or here.
كذا.
80 degrees, 70 degrees, 45 to the other direction.
كذا.
45 to 50 to the other.
كذا أو كذا. لا.
Okay, so the Shaykh pointed to all these directions, 80 degrees, 45 degrees, but still into the direction of Mecca. So that was fine to pray in that direction. But then he pointed to at a right angle to his front, 90 degrees to the left, 90 degrees to the right, and that's when he said, no, these are the directions where you cannot pray towards.
فهذه اتجاهات كلها يجوز أن أصلي فيها مع أن مكة هنا.
So he pointed to all that was in front of him, between the right angles, and said all of these is permissible to pray towards.
لأن النبي قال ما بين المشرق والمغرب قبلة.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that what is between the east and the west is قبلة.
فلا ينبغي إحداث فتن في المساجد بزعم أن فلان جاب البوصلة وجد القبلة منحرفة 15 درجة.
So it's not befitting that this fitna is brought into the masajid where someone comes, measures that the qibla is out by 5 degrees on the compass, and then says the qibla is in the wrong direction.
ثم ينظر بعض المصلين إلى بعض ويتنازعون في المسجد.
And then all the people there, they look to each other and they start arguing in the masjid about it.
هذا غلط.
This is a mistake. It's wrong.
لأن هذه الانحراف لا يضر.
Because this turning away from the qibla a little bit does not harm the prayer.
النبي حسب المسألة. وإذا تكلم النبي بكلام كما قال ابن حجر وغيره فلا كلام لأحد معه.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke of this issue, and Ibn Hajar and other than him said that when the Messenger talks about an issue, then no one else has a right to say anything after that.
قال ما بين المشرق والمغرب قبلة ويدل.
He said what's between the east and the west is qibla.
كله على هذا الحديث ما رواه البخاري في صحيح من حديث أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه.
Also what indicates the meaning of this hadith is what Bukhari narrated from the hadith of Abi Ayyub al-Ansari.
قال أبو أيوب
said,
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said
إذا أتيتم المسجد
if you come to the masjid
نعم إذا أتيتم الغائط فلا تستقبل القبلة ولا تستدبروها.
Sorry, not the masjid. If you come to the call of nature, then don't face the qibla, neither put your back to the qibla.
ولكن شرقوا أو غربوا.
But rather face the east or face the west.
هذه القبلة. أتيتم الغائط فلا تستقبلوها. فإذا فعلتم كذا استقبلتم. كذا استقبلتم. تنجم الاستقبال كيف؟ بالتشريق أو التغريب فدل.
Okay, so the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, so the Shaykh, sorry, said that if you come to the call of nature, you don't face the Qibla. Don't. And then he pointed a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, maybe 45, 30 degrees. That is what you shouldn't. That is considered facing it as well. But rather, غريق or شريق, are you completely to the right? Turn completely to the right or completely to the left?
لأن هذا كله قبلة.
Because this hadith indicates that all that is between the east and west there, or between those right angles, is qibla.
لا يصلح تستقبل غائط والبول بها.
And you shouldn't go to the corner of nature, use the bathroom, facing it.
فدلنا المصلي اجتهد أخوك أن القبلة هكذا اجتهد أنت أنها كذا صلى وراه.
So if you and your brother, one of you says that the Qibla is this way and the other is, you know, similar to it for a few degrees out, then pray behind him.
ما بمعنى لكن شرق وانت غربت لا.
But if you're in two opposite directions, east to the east, you're to the west, then no, you don't pray behind him.
كل واحد يصلي لوحده باجتهاده في الصحراء.
Everyone prays according to their own ijtihad.
نعم. كل واحد يصلي لوحده في الصحراء.
Everyone prays with them, with themselves, by themselves.
ما دام أن اجتهاد هذا يخالف ذا ويخالف ذا.
So long as his ijtihad is different to the others.
ومن هنا استطرادا استفاد علماء الأصول أن المجتهد لا يقلد مجتهد.
And from this, the ulama, they bring out a principle that the mujtahid doesn't blindly follow a mujtahid.
اجتهد عالم نعم في قول بالتحريم وآخر وصل اجتهاده إلى التحليل. لا يجوز هذا العالم يقول ليش ما تقلدنا في اجتهادي.
If one mujtahid, one scholar, he sees something as being haram and the other scholar sees it as being halal, then this one doesn't say to the other one, why are you not following me in my opinion of it being halal.
إذا ما قلت الاجتهاد بالتحريم تستحق الهجر أيها العالم أنت.
And if you don't follow me in my opinion, then we should boycott you.
أبد. كل يعمل بإيش من العلماء بإيش اجتهاده ولا يقلد مجتهد مجتهد.
Rather, each scholar acts by his ijtihad, and a mujtahid doesn't make taqlid, make blind following a mujtahid.
كما في القبلة.
As is in the قبلة, in the issue of the قبلة.
نعم. أما المقلد فمذهبه مذهب عالم بلده الذي يفتيه.
As for the مقلد, then his madhab is the madhab of the scholar of his where he lives and gives him fatwa.
ولا يتحرى الدليل ولا يتعصب لأحد.
And he doesn't become partisan to anybody.
وأما القسم الثاني فالنافلة.
As for the second type, the supererogatory.
فالنافلة يجب أيضا أن تستقبل فيها القبلة في الحضر.
So as for the supererogatory prayers, the voluntary prayers, then it's also obligatory that if you are in your hometown, you're not traveling, then you face the Qibla.
وفي مستقر السفر.
Well, the one who's traveling, he's away, but he's established in a particular place, he's stopped.
أما بين ذلك وأنت.
As for between that.
أنت في يد السير.
You're actually on the road.
فلا حرج أن تشرق وتغرب وتصلي إلى غير جهة القبلة بحسب حاجة سفرك.
And no problem with you praying left and right according to your travel.
لقوله تعالى.
Due to the saying of Allah.
فأينما تكونوا ولله المشرق والمغرب. فأينما تكونوا فثم وجه الله. فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله.
For Allah is the east and the west. So wherever you turn to, you'll find the face of Allah.
ويدل على ذلك فعل النبي.
And what indicates that is the action of the messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فإنه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا سافر على بعيره. كان إذا سافر على بعيره صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه يصلي نافلة الليل كيفما اتجه في سفره.
The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was traveling and he'd be on his riding animal, he'd pray to wherever he would be going, the direction of travel that that animal was taking him.
ولكن الأفضل أن ينزل ويصلي إلى جهة القبلة أو يدير البعير إلى جهة القبلة ثم يكبر ثم يرجع إلى إيش القبلة يواصل. هذا على سبيل الاستحباب لفعل النبي لأنه ما أوجب ذلك.
But what is better is that one gets down, starts by praying towards the Qibla, or directs the animal to the direction of Qibla, makes takbir, then continues. And this is recommended because it's come from the actions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وفي مستقر السفر أيضا. فما عرف النبي في مستقر السفر لما استقر في تبوك أو استقر في مكة أنه صلى لغير القبلة.
Likewise, the one who is establishing his travel, he's staying at the place that he's travelled to. Then it's not established that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in Tabuk, staying there, that he prayed to other than the Qibla.
لكن هذا والرجل يمشي على بعيره. فيجوز يصلي ويجوز يستقبل غير القبلة كما لو صلى في الطائرة.
That's for the one who's he's traveling, is on the road, and it's permissible for him to not face the Qibla and be praying whichever direction his animal is in, just like the one who's on a plane.
مكة وراءه، هو ذهب إلى أمريكا. مكة وراءه.
Mecca's behind him. He's going to America.
فيجوز يصلي إلى جهة الطائرة.
So it's permissible for him to pray in whatever direction the plane is going in.
وهي ماشية إلى أمريكا.
And he's going to.
التخفيف من الرب ليكثر عباد الله النوافل.
This is a dispensation from Allah so that the servant may increase in his voluntary actions.
يكثر النوافل. سهل لهم في القبلة في السفر.
So Allah has made it easy and has removed the obligation of the qibla in travel.
لأن مظنة مشقة. فشق.
Because travel usually is hardship.
سهل لهم سبحانه حتى لا يتعطل سفرهم. لا إله إلا هو. فله أد...
So Allah has made that issue easy so as not to make a delay and affect the travel.
أن يصلي ولو كان مستدبر إيش الكعبة.
So he can pray and even if he's not even facing the Kaaba.
مشرق أو مغرب لكن الأفضل أن يبدأ فيصلي تجاه الكعبة.
So he can be to the left, be to the right, but what is better is that he makes his takbir when he's facing the Kaaba.
فهنا تسقط في هذه الحالة القبلة.
So in this case, one doesn't have to face the Qibla.
تسقط القبلة. وقلنا في حالة المريض أيضا الذي لا يستطيع تسقط القبلة وفي حالة صلاة الخوف عند التحام الجيشين.
So likewise, the one that's sick and he can't face the Qibla, he's not facing the Qibla. This one we mentioned, the traveler. And in the fear prayer, صلاة الخوف, when the two armies meet.
تسقط القبلة عند المسايفة فإنه قال قد قال النبي إذا اخترط الجيشان نعم فالإيماء أو التكبير والإشارة أو الإيماء وحينئذ يسقط الركوع يسقط السجود تسقط القبلة وتكون صلاة الخوف أحيانا ركعة واحدة كما ثبت في الحديث صلاة الخوف ركعة واحدة.
So it's established in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that when the two armies meet then there's just takbir and gesturing. So even there is no need for, if in this condition two armies have met to fight, there's no rukur and there's no sujood. And even it's established to have salat al-khawf with one raka'ah.
فتصلى العصر كلها ركعة واحدة.
So one prays العصر, just one raka'ah.
عند الخوف الشديد, مثلا.
With extreme fear.
في هذه الحالة تسقط القبلة.
In this situation, then one is permitted to not face the Qibla.
وكذلك إذا كان في الطائرة.
Likewise, someone in a plane.
ومنعه خدم الطائرة.
And the air host, air hosts or air stewards forbid the person from praying.
كان يكون في خطوط أجنبية.
She's in a foreign airline.
واشتدوا عليه.
And they're harsh upon him.
وخاف على نفسه السجن لأنه تعرفون أنه إذا خالفهم متى يمسكونه؟ الأمن يمسك أول ما ينزل الطائرة يبلغون بالجهاز أن عندنا راكب خالف القوانين.
So like if the person was afraid that once that plane has landed they would have called ahead and said we got this person here who's opposed the rules of the airline and he fears that he's going to be put in prison because of that.
فربما آذوه عند النزول فقالوا قلنا له كذا ما قال كذا وتحقيق سجن الله أعلم. فإذا خاف على نفسه في الطائرة فقالوا له فقال أريد أن صلي قال صلي في مقعدتك ممنوع.
So in that situation fears that they're going to report him and arrest him and harm him and they say to him and he says he wants to pray they say to him no it's not allowed pray in a chair.
إلى آخره فليصلي في كرسيه.
Then he can pray in his chair.
وتسقط عنه القبلة.
And he doesn't have to face the قبلة.
لأجل ما يصيبه من إيش؟ خوف أذى.
Because he is due to him fearing punishment.
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينبغي للمسلم أن يذل نفسه.
Due to the statement of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is not befitting.
أن يحمل نفسه يعني من البلاء ما لا يطيق من تحقيق وسجن.
Not befitting that a believer puts himself, humbles himself, demeans himself to something which he can't bear.
وغير ذلك مما يفعله الكفار الذي لا يعرف قدر الصلاة.
Like him getting put in prison or other things that the kuffar may do because they don't honor the prayer.
ولا عظمتها وهي التي أمر الله بها العبادة الوحيدة التي أمر الله بها رسوله في السماء.
The prayer that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ordered with when he made his night journey into the heavens.
صلاة. نعم وهي تكفر الذنوب.
Causes the sins to be expiated for.
ولها قدر عظيم عند رب الأرض والسماوات.
And it has a great station with Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth.
اقرأ تعظيم قدر الصلاة للمروزي.
The Sheikh said, read the greatness of the station of the Salah by al-Marwazi.
رحمة الله عليه. حتى قال جابر كما خرج المروزي كيف كنتم تفرقون بين الإيمان والكفر.
Up to the point where how did which Marwazi mentions that Jabir said narrates that how did you used to distinguish between the iman and kufr.
يا معشر الصحابة أنتم أفهم الناس للدين.
This was said to the Sahaba, the most knowledgeable of the people in the religion.
فكيف كنتم تفرقون بين الإيمان والكفر؟ قال إيش؟
How did you distinguish between iman and kufr? أو الصحابة. He said what?
بالصلاة. فمن؟
With the salah.
أن تركها عندنا فهو الكافر.
So according to us, whoever leaves it is a disbeliever.
من ترك الصلاة عندنا فهو يعني الكافر. نسأل الله العافية. وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم من الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر.
And likewise the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the covenant between us and them is the salah, so whoever leaves it then he's disbelieved.
ثم إذا توجه إلى صلاته فليأخذ معه سترة أو يصلي إلى سترة.
Then when the person goes to pray, then he should have with him his sutra. He should pray to a sutra, a barrier.
والسترة هي التي تكون التي يجعلها بينه وبين القبلة في حرم مسجده.
So this is a sutra he puts between him and the qibla in his prayer, well, the area where he's going to pray.
لتمنع الشيطان من المرور.
To stop the shaitan, the devil from passing in front of him.
نعم. وليؤدي الصلاة على الوجه الذي أمر به رسول رب الأرض والسماوات.
So that he can pray according to the prayer the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إذا صلى أحدكم فليصلي إلى سترة وقال وليدن منها فإن الشيطان يمر.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said. Whenever one of you prays, then he should pray towards sutra, and he said that he should get close to it because shaitan will walk.
فإننا مهما بلغت قوة أبصارنا لا نستطيع أن نبصر الشيطان فنرده كما نرد الآدمي.
So shaitan will be passing, and no matter how strong our eyes may be, there's no way that we can see the shaitan passing by and preventing him from doing so as we would do with a human.
فالذي يعصمك من مرور الإنسان من بين يديك في الصلاة التي تتقرب بها للرحمن أن تضع السترة، فإنك إن وضعتها لم يجرؤ الشيطان على أن يقطع صلاتك.
So the thing that's going to prevent people from walking in front of you while you are praying, gaining nearness to Allah, is placing a sutra in front of you, and then shaitan will not harm your prayer by cutting off your prayer.
ولكن أذن منها فإن البعض هداه الله.
But get close to it because some people, they will guide them.
يصلي وبينه وبين السترة 30 ذراع.
Pray and between him and his sutra are 30 cubits.
نقول له السترة السترة، فيقول هذه سترة.
We say to him the sutra the sutra. You don't have a sutra. He says where's my sutra.
انظر بين وبين قبلة المسجد قبلة قبلته 30 ذراع.
And you look at him and the front of the masjid, nothing between him and that except 30 cubits, like 30 meters.
هذا غلط. بل تكون السترة قريبة.
That's a mistake. Rather, the sutra should be close.
بينه وبين السترة كان النبي 3 أذرع.
So between the messenger's sutra and him when he prayed was 3 arm lengths. 3 arm lengths from the elbow to the top of the fingers.
بينه وبين السترة وبين مسجده والسترة ممر شات.
And between where he, his head would prostrate on and the sutra was the space which would allow a sheep to pass.
فما كان يبتعد ولا يقال فليدن منها.
And so he wasn't far away from it and he said draw close to it.
لأن قال الشيطان يمر فإذا ما دنا وابتعد مر الشيطان.
As he said that because shaitan passes by, so if he doesn't become close to it, shaitan will pass between him and pass in front of him.
ولذلك خرج مسلم في صحيح.
For that reason, Muslim narrated in his Sahih
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
أنه قال
he said
يقطع صلاة الرجل إذا لم يكن بين يديه مثل مؤخرة الرحم.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a person's prayer is cut off if there is not between him, there is not in front of him something the same size as the back of a camel's saddle.
هذا الكلب الأسود والمرأة الحائض والحمار.
Three things will cut the prayer off: a black dog, a woman, a mature woman, and a donkey.
قيل ما بال الكلب الأسود من الأحمر.
It was mentioned, what's the difference between a black dog and a red dog?
قال الكلب الأسود شيطان.
He said, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the black dog is شيطان.
فدل ذلك على أن الشيطان إذا تحققت من مروره قطع صلاتك وعليك أن تعيد.
So that shows that if شيطان was to pass in front of him, then that would cut off his prayer and it should be repeated.
لكن لما كان الأمر محتمل والأصل صحة الصلاة فمن صلى ولم يدري الشيطان مر أو لم يمر فالأصل صحة صلاته، لكن يتأكد حينئذ حماية الصلاة بالسترة لأن النبي قال فإن الشيطان يمر والدنو منها.
If someone doesn't know and it's could be he did, could be he didn't, then the foundation is that the prayer is correct. But one should take his measures to stop shaitan from passing in front of him with sutra and drawing close to it.
لأننا قد علمنا باليقين بالحديث أن الكلب الأسود إذا مر قطع الصلاة.
Because we know with certainty by the hadith that the black dog, if it passes in front, it cuts off the salah.
والكلب الأسود شيطان.
And the black dog is shaitan.
حتى نعصب صلاة من الشياطين أن تمر بين أيدينا فتقطع علينا صلاتنا نضع السترة.
So in order to protect our prayer from being cut off by shaitan, we should place a sutra in front of us.
فإذا وضعناها كانت حماية ربانية تمنع قطع الصلاة من قبل الشيطان.
So it is a protection from Allah that prevents this prayer being cut off by shaitan.
الذي مقصده إفساد عبادات عباد رب الأرض والسماوات.
Shaitan, he wants to make the worship of the servants of Allah bad or take from their reward, lessen reward.
سبحانه وتعالى. ومقدار السترة يكون على قدر شبرين أو شبر ونصف.
And the size of a sutra is, it should be two handspans or a handspan and a half.
وعرضها كما قال إمام مالك قدر الرمح، لأن النبي كان ينصب بين يديه العنزة يغرزها إذا خرج إلى الصحراء.
And the width of it should be like the width of a spear. And because Imam Ahmad narrates that the Messenger of Allah would place a spear in front of him when he would go outside to pray.
فيصلي إليها. ولكن اتفق الفقهاء.
And then he should pray towards it. But the scholars, they agree that
لا يصمد إليها صمدا بل يجعلها شيئا على حاجب الأيمن أو الأيسر.
He shouldn't pray directly towards it, but he should get it a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left.
ولا يصمد، وهذا اتفاق العلماء.
He shouldn't be praying directly towards it, and this is from the agreement of the scholars.
ورد في ذلك حديث لا يصح.
There's a hadith narrated about that, but it's not authentic.
لكن اتفق العلماء على ذلك.
But the scholars, they agreed upon it.
والله يقول في كتابه.
And Allah says in His book.
نعم، ومن يشاق الرسول من بعد ما تبين الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين. فإذا اتفق العلماء على شيء، فينبغي ألا نخالفهم فيه.
Allah says that whoever opposes the messenger and follows away other than the way of the believers. So when the ulama, they agree, then that is equal.
وحينئذ يصلي إلى هذه السترة.
So therefore we should pray to this sutra.
ولا بأس أن يجعل الرجل في المسجد سترة.
There's no problem with someone putting a sutra in front of him in the masjid.
له. ولا بأس أن يكون أمامه امرأة نائمة.
And no problem that there be in front of him a sleeping woman.
لكنها إذا مرت المرأة الحائض والبالغة تقطع الصلاة.
But if a mature woman was to pass in front of him, that would cut off the prayer.
وعليه ينعيد كالحرم مثلا.
And he would have to repeat it, like in the haram.
انتشر في الحرم أنه لا سترة فيه.
It's widespread amongst people that in the haram there's no sutra.
ولا يقطع الصلاة فيه شيء. وهذا قول غلط.
And that nothing cuts off the prayer in the haram, but this is a wrong statement.
فإن النبي قال يقطع صلاة الرجل إذا لم يكن بين يديه مثل مؤخرة الرحل. ثم ذكر الثلاث ولم يقل إلا الحرم.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a man's prayer is cut off if there isn't in front of him something like the size of the back of a camel saddle, three things, and he didn't mention except in the haram.
فدل ذلك على المسجد الحرام إيش؟ لابد أيضا كما كان بعض الصحابة يفعل.
That shows that even in the Masjid al-Haram, the Haram, there must be a sutra. And the actions of the Sahaba show that as well.
من سترة كأنس وغيره يضع سترة في المسجد.
Like Anas and other than him, placed a sutra when praying in the Masjid.
ويتحرز لصلاته. ما يصلي في الزحام والناس يقطعون عليه الصلاة. يتحرى مكان بعيد.
So you shouldn't pray in a place where it's crowded, and you should find a place where you can pray, and it's not crowded.
إذا كان هذاك المكان البعيد يصلي فيه وراء عمود وجاء إنسان يمر فليمنعه.
So he's praying somewhere, and someone tries to pass in front of him. You should prevent him.
وليس له أن يقول حرم حرم كما يفعل البعض.
You shouldn't say حرم حرم like some people do.
يقطع الصلاة ويصيح.
Breaks off his prayer and shouts.
ما يمنعه الشخص وينفذ أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الوارد في صحيح البخاري عن هذه.
When someone is preventing someone from prayer and following the action of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سعيد الخدري.
As is in the hadith of Bukhari of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri.
رضي الله تعالى عنه. فإذا أراد أن يجتاز فليمنع. فإن.
Someone is trying to pass in front of him, then he should prevent him from doing so.
إن أبى فليقاتل.
And if he doesn't stop, then he should fight him.
فإن معه شيطان.
Because with him is شيطان.
فإذا أراد تنفيذ أمر النبي فمنعه فلا يحل أن يقول باعث حرم.
So if this person is praying, he wants to fulfill the order of the messenger, then no one should say to him حرم حرم.
لأن الحرم لن يستثنى بالأحاديث.
Because in the hadith, the haram was not made an exception.
نعم في حال قد يستثنى فيها من جهة القاعدة الفقهية المشقة تجب التيسير في كل مكان زحام ولم يستطع أن يصلي ويتم الصلاة إلا في هذا المكان ثم جاء هاج الناس ومن شدة الزحام مروا فهذا لا يمكن دفعه فهذا مثله يعذر فيه.
There is a situation where there is an exception. If there was a severe crowding and lots of people bunching up and there's no way except that they're going to come in front of him and he can't push them off, he can't prevent them from passing, then this is excused.
أما وهو يستطيع في مكان معزول ويقطع صلاة لأنه حرام فمن الذي استثنى الحرام؟
So as for if he's able to do to cut them off and he's able to prevent them and they just pass because they're saying it's haram, then what is the thing that makes haram an exception?
فلم يأتي حديث صحيح يستثني الحرم كما أنه لم يأتي حديث صحيح أن تحية المسجد الحرام الطواف.
So there is no authentic hadith which makes the haram an exception, just like there's no hadith which mentions that the tahiyyat al-masjid, tawaf can take its place.
بل ركعتين كسائر المساجد.
Rather, it's two rak'ahs like all the other mosques.
إلا أن المعتمر يبدأ بالطواف ولا يبدأ بركعتين.
Except that the person who's doing umrah, he starts with tawaf, doesn't start with rak'atain.
ولكن سائر الناس قبل أن يجلسوا ما يطوفوا وجوب استحباء يعني تحية بمعنى أنه يكون كما جاء في صحيح البخاري فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين دخل حتى يكون مسجد وإنما نعم يجلس بعد صلاة ركعتين في الحرم وبغيره.
As for everyone else who's not doing umrah and they don't go and do tawaf as they're taking the masjid, they just as in the hadith, then none of you should sit until he's prayed to rak'ah, then he should not sit until he's prayed to rak'ah, just like in any other masjid.
فحينئذ إذا صلى ينبغي إذا صلى أن يستحضر عظمة الله بين يديه.
So when he prays, he should have in his mind the greatness of Allah that is standing before him.
فإن هذا يعينه على الخشوع في الصلاة.
Because this will aid him in having خشوع. In his tranquility in his salah.
ويعينه أيضا على تدبر ما يقول.
And it will help him think about what he's saying.
فإن الرجل إذا كان بين ملك من الملوك محترم مهاب فإنه لن يتكلم بكلمة إلا وهو يحسب حسابه.
Like for example the person who is in front of a respected king ruler, then he doesn't say a word except that he takes account of what he's going to say.
ويعرف معناه خشية.
And knows what is the meaning of what he's saying.
خشية أن تزل به القدم فيهلك.
Fearing that he might slip up and be ruined.
كيف إذا تمثلنا أمام ملك الملوك علام الغيوب الرب الأعلى.
So how can it be when we are in front of the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Allah.
سبحانه وتعالى الذي خلق فسوى.
And the one that creates and fashions.
والذي قدر فهدى. فإنه من بابه.
The one that proportions and guides, ordains and guides.
بأولى وأحرى أن نعظم هذا المقام فإننا نكون في الصلاة بين يدي الرحمن.
It is more appropriate that we honor and glorify this situation because we're in front of Allah.
ويدل على ذلك ما رواه البخاري في صحيح.
And what shows this is what Bukhari narrated in his Sahih.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
From the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أنه قال.
That he said.
إذا قام أحدكم يصلي.
When one of you stands to pray.
فإن الله أمامه.
Indeed, Allah is in front of him.
فلا يبزقن بين يديه.
So he shouldn't spit in front of him.
ولا عن يمينه.
And not to the right of him.
فإن عن يمينه ملك.
Because to the right of him is an angel.
ولا وليبزق عن شماله تحت قدمه.
But he should do so to his left, under his foot.
واليوم مع وجود هذه المكيتات والمسجدات يفعل كما جاء في الحديث الآخر.
As for nowadays, with all the carpets in the masjid, you should do as in another hadith.
قال فليفعل هكذا وأخذ بردائه وبصق عليه ورد بعضه إلى بعض.
He should shake took his shemab, one should spit into the shemab and rub them two together.
نعم أو بمن.
Rub the two like rub the cloth together.
ديل بجيب.
Or stick into a tissue in his pocket.
وحينئذ ينبغي أن يحترم هذا المقام.
So one should honor. So one should respect this situation. This the prayer.
وقد جاء في الحديث الذي خرجه مسلم في صحيحه من حديث أبي هريرة.
And it comes in the hadith of Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira.
رضي الله تعالى عنه. قال. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وذلك لما سأل أبو هريرة فارسي رجل من فارس فقال له إني لا أستطيع أن أقرأ الفاتحة خلف الإمام فقال له أبو هريرة اقرأ بها يا فارسي في نفسك فإني سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قسمت الصلاة يقول الله تعالى قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين.
In the hadith, in the Sahih Muslim, a Persian man came to Abu Huraira. He said, I'm not able to pray, I'm not able to read Fatiha behind the Imam. He said, read it to yourself, because I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that I have divided the prayer into two halves. So half of it is for me, and half of it is for my servant.
يقول عبد الحمد لله رب العالمين يقول الله حمدني عبدي.
The servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, My servant has praised me, has made hamd of me.
يقول العبد الرحمن الرحيم يقول أثنى عليه يا عبدي.
And then the servant says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah says that my servant has praised me.
يقول مالك يوم الدين يقول مجدني عبدي.
And he says, مالك يوم الدين. Allah says, my servant's glorified me.
يقول إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين يقول هذه بيني وبين عبدي والعبد إيش ما سأل.
And Allah says, I'm sorry, the servant says, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And Allah says, this is between me and between my servant, and for my servant is what he has asked for.
نعم يقول إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين يقول هذه بيني وبين عبدي يقول صلاة اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صلاة الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قال هذه لعبدي والعبدي ما شاء فاستعشق غير هذا.
So he says, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Allah says, this is between me and between my servant. And then he says, إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And Allah says, this is between me and between my servant, and for my servant is what he's asked for.
يقل بين المسلمين الآن من يستشعر هذا الخطاب. يقول الحمد لله رب العالمين. هو غافل أن الله يقول حمدني عبد.
So there's not many people these days think about this. He's praying, he's saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and he's not thinking about what Allah is responding with.
غفلة.
Heedless.
مع أن الله نهى عن الغفلة.
And Allah prohibited being heedless.
في الصلاة وغيرها.
In the prayer or in other than it.
قال ولا تكن من الغافلين.
Allah says, don't be from those that are heedless.
قل ابن مسعود. السند صحيح جاء عن
ابن مسعود says with the authentic narration it's come from him.
من لم تنهه صلاته عن الفحشاء والمنكر فلم تزده من الله إلا بعدا.
Allah says ابن مسعود says whoever his prayer doesn't prevent him from wretched actions and disgusting actions, then his salah will not increase him except in distancing him from Allah.
انظر الإنسان إلى صلاته فإنه إذا رأى نفسه يصلي ويصلي ولا زال في غيبة لا زال في نميمة لا زال في نظر محرم لا زال في تمني الشر المسلم وسوء الظن به فإنه حينئذ إيش يخشى أن هذه الصلاة ما قبلت.
So once you look at his prayer, if his prayer isn't preventing him from backbiting, evil actions, and suspicions, then he should fear that his prayer isn't accepted.
من لأن الصلاة المقبولة من آثارها أنها إيش أنها تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي.
Because the sign of a salah being effective is that it prevents the person from these evil actions and munkar, fahsha, and oppression.
تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر الصلاة الصحيحة لكن إذا جاءت موافقة لهدي النبي ولذلك لنتعلم الآن
a correct prayer that as has come from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So for that reason, we're learning now
هدي النبي في الصلاة
the guidance of the Messenger as is regards to the prayer.
حتى تنهانا صلاتنا عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
So that our prayer will prevent us from فحشاء والمنكر, evil things and unlawful practices.
فإن إذا أديناها بغير اتئاد وتطامن وخشوع واتباع للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وإخلاص واستحضار فنخشى أنه ينتقص منها حتى لا تؤثر علينا في سلوكنا.
So if we were to pray and we didn't pray with tranquility and sincerity, then we fear our prayer would be deficient until prayer has no effect on our character.
فإن الصلاة إذا قامت أقامها العبد على وجه صحيح فأطاع الله القائل وأقيم الصلاة وآت الزكاة فأقامها كما ينبغي نفعت.
So if the servant establishes the prayer as Allah's ordered, saying establish the prayer and give the sadaqah, so and he establishes it on the right way, and it should benefit him.
تكفر عنه ذنوبه.
Wipe off his sins.
نعم. ثم تكون سبيلا لتوفيقه في الدنيا ورضا الله عنه.
It'll be a way for him to be successful in his life and to gain the pleasure of Allah.
جل في علا. ولذلك جاء في صحيح البخاري.
And for that reason, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل منه خمس مرات. نعم يغتسل منه خمس مرات. أيبقى من درنه شيء.
If there was a river in front of your door, and he washed in it. Five times every day, there remain any dirt?
قالوا لا يا رسول الله. قال كذلك الصلوات.
He said no. Messenger of Allah. He said the prayers like that.
الخمس يكفر الله بهن الخطايا.
The five prayers wipes off the bad deeds.
فذهب العلامة الألباني تفقها بهذا الحديث إلى أن المتقن لصلاته اتباعا للنبي خشوعا فيها إذا أتقن الخمس صلوات من أول الفجر إلى العشاء وهو متقن اتباعا في صلاته اتباعا للنبي خلاصا خشوعا تدبرا فإنها تكفر الكبائر عنه.
So even Sheikh Al-Albani, he after considering this hadith, he came to the conclusion that the person who prays following the Messenger correctly, with tranquility, khushu, sincerity, and being mindful of the prayer, then this will even forgive for him the major sins.
وذلك لأنه قال فهل يبقى من درنه شيء وهو في قوله إذا صلى هل يعني أي صلاة ولا الصلاة المعهودة الصلاة المعهودة الخشوع والاتباع صلوا كما رأيتموني وصلي.
And so this is because in the hadith he said no, nothing of dirt will remain upon him, so because of the hadith there wouldn't be any dirt remaining on him, but this is a salah that is correct and according to the way of the Messenger.
فذهب الشيخ تفقها إن الذي يضبط صلاته على هذا المعنى خمس صلوات يصليها في اليوم والليلة على هذا الوجه من أول النهار إلى آخره فإنه إذا داوم على ذلك فإنه لن يبقى من درنه إيش شيء.
So the Sheikh Al-Albani, he says the person who from the start of his prayer to end of prayer, from the start of the day to end of the day praying the five salah, always he's consistent upon that, praying it in the correct way as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed, then there won't remain any sins on him.
فتكفر الصغائر والكبائر عنه.
So it will expiate both the minor sins and the major sins.
فهذا فضل عظيم.
And this is a great blessing.
يستدعي منا أن ننتبه الآن. كيف كان النبي يصلي حتى تكفر عنا الخطايا؟
And so make us take notice now. How are we going to pray so that we can wipe off our sins?
وحتى نرفع بهذه الصلاة الدرجات. ونحن نذكر أن الخمس صلوات المصلية في اليوم والليلة هذه فرض علينا. وما تقرب عبدي إليه يقول الله بمثل ما افترضته عليه.
And so this will make us pay attention now and to learn how to pray so we can have our sins forgiven. And we didn't mention that the five prayers, they are five. They are from the things that are obligatory. And the servant doesn't draw close to Allah by anything like he does with the obligatory things.
وأن الخمس صلوات هذه بخمسين صلاة.
And this prayer, the five, are equal to 50.
وأن رجلا كما نقل عنه ابن عبد البر استاء من نفسه قال الأيام أنا في أيامي وليالي في ضياع لا أحس أني في عبادات كثيرة أتقرب بها إلى ربي.
The Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr narrates, he said, my day, I don't feel like I have done much worship in that day.
نعم فأشفق على نفسه ولكنه كان يصلي الخمس صلوات في جماعة فرأى رؤيا.
So but he used to pray the five daily prayers. So he saw in a dream.
نعم أن هذه الصلوات التي يعني يستهين بها الناس من جهة الثواب العظيم الذي فيها هذه الصلوات من أداها يعني كما ينبغي فكأنما ملأ الأرض والبحار نعم عبادة.
That this, so he saw in his dream that this prayer, the five daily prayers, it was as if it had covered the whole sky and the earth.
أو كما قيل فعلى المسلم أن يهتم بصلاته ومن اهتمامه بها.
So the first, so the Muslim must take care of his prayer. And recognize its importance. From its importance is
أنه يدرس كيف كان النبي يصلي.
That he and doing from doing that is he should study how the prophets were celebrated.
فكان اللهم صلي عليه بعد أن يضع السترة لا يشترط عن نفسه هذه البدعة التي فعلها بعض العامة.
So when he prayed, he didn't do this innovation that many of the general people do.
وهي أنهم إذا صلوا في بيت اشترطوا على أنفسهم أن يصلوا على السجادة.
And that is that many people they pray in a house and they make it a condition upon themselves that they pray on a prayer mat.
فترى الواحد منهم يمتعب ربما يسرق صاحب البيت بنظرات. أنا قائم أصلي لما تحط عندي سجادة.
Someone would pray in the house and would look at the person who his house belongs to. I'm going to pray now. Why are you not giving me a prayer mat?
لأنه يرى أن هذه السجادة إيش واجبة أو الشرط.
Because he sees that this prayer mat is either obligatory or is even a condition.
ولذلك تجد أهل البيت يسرعون.
You'll find the people, the household, they'll go really quickly.
كأن الضيف يريد أن يحترق وجهه إذا سجد على الأرض ما فيها سجادة.
And if the person, if he was to prostrate on the floor without a prayer mat, he'd burn off his face.
أول ما يشوف يكبر أصبر أصبر ويجب.
So as soon as you see him making takbir, wait.
جبون على إيش اسمه هذا.
And run to go get the prayer mat.
على الدولاب.
From the cupboard.
ويبسطون أمامه. ليش استشعارا منهم؟ أن هذه كالشرط.
And spread out the prayer mat in front of him. Why? Because they feel that it's a condition of the prayer.
نعم ثبت في صحيح مسلم أن النبي صلى على الخمرة.
And yes, it is established in the Sahih of Muslims that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed upon a. So it is established that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim prayed upon a small mat.
نعم قال النووي والخمرة نعم شيء من يعني ثوب يشبه أو يوضع على قدر الجبهة واليدين.
And now he mentions that this mat, it's something that is the size that is just enough for your face and your hands.
يشبه هذه السجادة لكن صغيرة.
Like a prayer mat, but it's very small.
صلى عليه لكن ليس هذا فعله على سبيل الشر.
He would pray upon it, but not as a condition of the prayer.
على بال الإباحة أنه يجوز أن تصلي على الخمرة فتحيل بينك وبين الأرض.
Rather to show that it's permissible that you can pray on something between you and the ground.
ليس على سبيل الإباحة وليس ليس على سبيل الشر.
Not to show that it's a condition.
فإذا صليت عندك مسجدك وطهورك كما جاء في الحديث.
So when you pray, you've got your prayer place and you've got your purification, as is in the hadith.
في بيان فضل هذه الأمة.
In the mentioning of the superiority of this nation, this ummah.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه الأمة ماذا؟
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said about this ummah.
ماذا قال؟
What did he say?
وجعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا.
That this earth has been made for me a prayer place and a means of and a means of purification.
فأيما رجل من أمتي أتركته الصلاة فعنده مسجده وطهوره.
So whenever someone from my ummah needs to pray, he's got his prayer place, he's got his masjid, and he's got his means of purification.
النصارى وش يسوون؟ أدركته الصلاة، الصلاة الشركية هذه باسم الأب والابن والروح القدس.
The Christians, what they do, they need to pray this polytheistic prayer with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
غير يصلي في عند الإشارة. وين يسوي؟ وين راح؟ الأحد الكنيسة.
Where they go? They go to on Sunday to the masjid, to the church to do this prayer.
أي تقبل صلاته ونبدأه الكنيسة.
No, prayer is not accepted except in that church.
واليهودي.
And the Jew.
في داخل الصومعة.
In his synagogue.
أما أمة محمد فإن الله خفف عنها.
As for the nation of Muhammad, then Allah has made it light upon them.
فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ أَيْنَمَا ذَهَبْ فَعِنْدَهُ مَسْجِدُهُ وَطَهُورًا.
But wherever a man may go, he has his masjid, he has his means of purification.
بل أنه إذا كان في الفلات كما في سنن أبي داود فأذن وأقام نعم وصلى جماعة كم يكون له أجر 50 صلاة.
Even someone is out in the countryside of the wilderness and he makes the adhan, ahli does iqama, prays in congregation, then he has the reward of 50 prayers.
فعنده مسجده وإيش وطهوره والحمد لله.
He has his masjid with him and he has his purification with him and all praises due to Allah.
فكان هدي النبي في صلاته أتم هدي.
So the guidance of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم as regards to prayer, the most perfect of guidance.
فكان يحرص أن لا يكون في مكانه ما يشغله.
So he would be keen to make sure there's nothing in where he's praying that would busy him from the prayer.
قال لا ينبغي للمصلي أن يكون في البيت شيء نعم يشغله عن الصلاة.
That it's not befitting that there be in the house something that would busy him from distract him from the salah.
وكان ابن عمر إذا صلى.
And Ibn Umar when he would pray.
فلا يدع أمامه شيء من مصحف حتى المصحف.
He wouldn't even put a mushaf, a copy of the Quran in front of him.
يؤخره عنه حتى لا ينشغل بنظره إليه في الصلاة.
He'd put it far away from him so they wouldn't distract him from the prayer.
وجاء في صحيح البخاري عن عمر بن الخطاب.
And it comes in Sahih Bukhari on the authority of Umar رضي الله عنه.
رضي الله تعالى عنه. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه حينما أمر ببناء المسجد النبوي قال أبن المسجد أكن يعني أحفظ المصلين من المطر لأنه كان في عهد النبي سقف المسجد النبوي جريد.
So he ordered that the masjid of the Rasulullah Masjid Nabawi be built to protect them from the rain because in the Prophet's time the roof was made of leaves.
نخل فإذا هطلت الأمطار تقاطرت على المصلين ولذلك
So when it would rain, it would all come down onto the roof of rain.
هذا جاء في صحيح البخاري من حديث أنس.
As comes in the hadith Bukhari from the authority of Anas.
رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي بينما كان يخطب إذ دخل رجل من الباب.
When the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was giving the khutbah and a man came through the door.
فقال يا رسول الله هلكت الأموال وانقطعت السبل فادع الله أن يغيثنا.
And he said that the livestock are dying, roads are cut off, so please ask Allah to send down rain.
فرفع النبي يديه وفي رواية ورفع الناس يديهم.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم raised his hands, and in a narration it says that the people raised their hands with him.
فقال اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا.
So he said, oh Allah, give us rain, or give us rain, or give us rain.
وما في السماء من سحاب ولا قزعة.
And there wasn't any cloud in the sky.
فانطلقت سحابة من وراء سلع كالترس فتفرقت و.
And then there came like a big cloud in like a shield from behind the mountain.
نزل على إثر ذلك الغيث فما نزل من بره إلا ولحيته تتقاطر بالماء.
And then the rain came down such that you could see the rain in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's beard.
اللهم صل عليه. وحينئذ بنى عمر المسجد كما في صحيح البخاري.
So Umar built the masjid as is in Sahih Bukhari.
فقال الذي بنى المسجد لا تحمر ولا تصفر لا تفتن المصلين.
And he said to the person building masjid, don't color it, don't make it red, don't make it yellow, so that would become a trial to the people praying.
وقد فعلوا ذلك في هذا العصر.
And that's unfortunately done in our time.
الذين احتسبوا الأجر لكن على جهل.
People want to get reward, but upon ignorance.
تجد في قبلة المسجد وضع الألوان. نعم.
You find that in the qibla of the masjid, it's all coloured.
وضع المشغلات.
And it's things that will.
الساعة والمزخرفة.
Things that will distract you like a big whopper clock.
قاعد في قبلة المسجد. تجد في قبلة المسجد آيات.
All calligraphy of verses of the Quran.
تجد في قبلة المسجد كتب.
Or books.
وحتى شاشات يمكن تمشي.
Or even screens where there's words coming across them.
وأشياء وهذا منهي عنه.
And this is prohibited from.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ينبغي للمصلي أن يكون في البيت شيء يشغله عن الصلاة.
Because the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said it's not befitting to be in someone's house, something that's going to distract him from the prayer.
وكان ابن عمر يخلي قبلته من كل مشغل حتى المصحف.
And Ibn Umar used to get out of his way anything that's going to distract from the prayer, even a mushaf.
حتى لا ينشغل به في الصلاات.
So he doesn't get distracted from his prayer.
فحينئذ إذا صلى في بيته فليتخذ مكان ليس فيه تحف ولا شيء يشغله عن الصلاة.
So the person when he's praying in his house should choose a place where there's not going to be anything that's going to distract him from praying.
وإذا صلى عند أناس حضرت الصلاة يختار مكان ويبرز السنة حتى يتعلموها. يقول شوفوا لي مكان ما فيه تحف لأن أثر عمر ظاهر ينهى عن هذا وما جاء عن النبي من قبل صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى ينشر السنة. السنة ما تنتشر إلا بإيش؟ بالتعليم.
And he should, if he's praying with people, he's out in front of people, he should make clear what the sunnah is. He should say, let's choose a place where there isn't any distractions, and then mention, you know, as comes in the narration of Ibn Umar, and mention these things, so that the sunnah becomes spread, because the sunnah isn't spread except by people teaching it.
يقول الإمام مالك يقول البخاري أفضل المسلمين رجل دعا إلى سنة وميتت بين الناس فاثبتوا يا أهل السنن إنكم إيش إنكم قليل.
The Bukhari says that the best person is the one who revives the sunnah that the people don't do anymore. So be firm, O people of Sunnah, because you are small in number.
فأيضا كان يخلي المناخ.
And even he would make the climate clear.
كان يخلي صلاته من أن يصلي في مناخ يضعف الخشوع عنه.
So he would make it so that he was not praying in a climate that would make his tranquility go in the salah.
فقال إذا اشتد الحر كما في صحيح البخاري فأبرد بالصلاة.
So he said as in Sahih Bukhari, if it's very hot, then wait till it's cooler to pray.
فإن شدة الحر من فيح جهنم.
Because intense heat is from the breath of the hellfire.
فإن الرجل إذا دخل الحجرة وأراد أن يكبر وجد حارة بحيث وده يصلي سريعا ويخرج منها ولا يهتم بالخشوع فليذهب إلى حجرة معتدلة يستطيع أن يواصل فيها الصلاة بخشوع.
So someone's going to a room so hot that one would want to pray really quickly with no khushu and get out there quickly. Should go to pray in another room where it's cool and he can have some khushu or some tranquility in his prayer.
فتودة أو إذا حجرة باردة شدا.
Oh, likewise, it's a very very cold room.
نعم لا يستطيع فيها أن يصلي حتى يذهب للبطانية بعدها أو سريعا فيصلي في حجرة معتدلة.
So it's very cold. You can't pray in there. Can't have the khushu. You should go to a room where it is a nice temperature.
لأن ذلك يشتت عليه خشوعه. كذلك ما كان يصلي النبي بحضر الطعام لأن ذلك يشتت خشوعه.
So he should pray in a place which doesn't affect his khushu. That's why also the Messenger of Allah wouldn't pray when food is present, but that would affect his khushu.
فقال لا صلاة بحضرة الطعام ولا وهو يدافع الأخبثان.
And so he said, the Messenger of Allah, there's no prayer if there is food ready, and also someone needs to go to the toilet.
فكان يخلي نفسه من الصلاة التي فيها نعم ما يشتت الخشوع مثل حاجة الخلاء ومثل إيش حاجة الطعام.
So he'd make sure that if nothing is going to affect his prayer, affect the khushu in his prayer, wouldn't pray when there's food there or when needing to go to the bathroom.
وكان ابن عمر يأكل حتى يسمع قراءة الإمام.
And Ibn Umar would eat until even he heard the recitation of the Imam.
ولا يترك طعامه.
And wouldn't leave his food.
ولكنه يستثنى الإمام.
But the Imam is excluded from this.
كما قال البخاري.
Like Bukhari says.
فللإمام وهو يأكل إذا حضرت الصلاة أن يقوم ويدع الأكل.
For the Imam, if he's eating and the Salah is time comes, then he should leave his food.
وهذا مستثنى يقول البخاري للإمام خاصة.
And Bukhari says that this is an exception just for the Imam.
وذلك لأنه ثبت عن النبي أنه احتج من شاة بسكين وكان يأكل يعني. فجاءه بلال يؤذنه بالصلاة فترك ثم ذهب والدليل بقي له في نفسه من طعامه بعد الصلاة رجع وأكل.
Because the Messenger of Allah was going to eat something, a sheep, and then Bilal came, told him that the prayer, it's time for prayer. The Messenger of Allah left, went to pray, and he still wanted that food because he came back to eat it.
فاستثنى حينئذ إمام المسجد.
So the Imam of the Masjid is excluded from this.
وأنه جائز أن يترك الصلاة يترك الطعام ويصلي ويرجع.
So it's permissible for the Imam leave his food, go and pray, and come back to his food.
لأن الناس محتاجون إلى إمامته.
Because the Imam, the people need him to be their Imam.
محتاجون أن يصلوا من غير تأخير.
They need to pray well. Having the prayer delayed.
فلذلك استثني الإمام وإن بقي في نفسه شيء وهذا يدل على أن ترك الطعام مع الحاجة إليه مكروه ولا يصل لحد يفسد تفسد الصلاة من أجله.
So this indicates that actually to pray with food being available and present is actually makruh. It's not something which if one were to do it it would nullify the prayer.
نعم لأنه يتعلق بالخشوع والخشوع مستحب.
Because it's connected to the خشوع of the prayer and خشوع is something that is recommended and mustahab, not obligatory.
وليس بواجب.
And not obligatory.